Welcome to the Mike Moore Show here on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
News Director Zach Nelson along with you here for our monthly installment of the Mike Moore Show. And we've got a special guest with us today. We're going to do the show a little bit different. A lot of times we get into the program, we kind of get caught up on what's been happening in the state's attorney's office. But we have a special guest with us here, Circuit Judge Carmen Means. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Let's get, and the topic today is going to be the Beadle County Drug Court, which has been approved and talked about, and starting on July 1st, correct, is that's when it actually starts rolling out.
That's our hopeful start date, yes.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about you, Judge, first. Just a little background about yourself and how you got to the position of judge. And we'll talk a little bit about that because you were actually a magistrate judge for about a year
two
first.
Years.
2 years first. Okay. So let's get a little bit about your background.
Okay. Well, most of you or some of you will know me from being an attorney here in Huron. I worked at the Blue and Hader Law Office for about 6-7 years. And after that, I became a magistrate judge for the Third Circuit. I worked in the Third Circuit for 2 years as a magistrate. And then the governor appointed me to be a circuit court judge on June 9th, 2015. So that's when I started that role, and I'll be based out of Watertown.
What kind of a transition is that to go from a defense attorney to a judge?
It's an interesting transition. I'd say it's somewhat rare in the state that we see a lot of prosecutors become judges, but it's less often that defense attorneys become judges, I would say. It was a natural transition for me, pretty easy, because my focus was criminal court, and that was strictly what a magistrate judge does, and now I'm expanding that to do more civil cases and more civil trials and some of the criminal docket as well.
I want to expand on that just a little bit. How does becoming the circuit court judge as opposed to a magistrate judge, how is that going to, or is it going to, impact the Beadle County Drug Court going forward?
It will. I was intending as the magistrate of presiding over the Beadle County Drug Court. At this point, the plan is that I will preside over the Beadle County Drug Court until my successor can be named and can start his or her job. So
generally speaking, it's a magistrate judge that will assume that position in these drug courts?
I would say in the state of South Dakota, it's probably about 50-50 whether circuit court judges preside over a drug court or whether magistrate judges preside over drug court. In the Third Circuit, it makes sense that a magistrate would do that here in Huron. It would be a little too much travel, I think, for me to continue to preside over the drug court. Beadle County will meet, the drug court will meet weekly, and so it's a big commitment, and it would certainly be a big commitment for me to keep that indefinitely. So
let's talk a little bit about how you got involved in that role as you were a magistrate judge.
Yeah, I was actually very interested in drug court long before even I became a judge, and it was planned initially because drug courts take a lot of planning and a lot of time to get themselves up and running. It was the plan for me to be the Beadle County Drug Court defense attorney. So then when I became the magistrate, it made sense for me to preside over drug court. And so I've been presiding over the Cottington County Drug Court since it started July of last year. So,
and Mike, if you do have questions, go ahead and just jump in. You're just patiently waiting.
It is my show, isn't it? You know, yeah, shouldn't I be able to ask at least one or two questions?
Do you want to ask a question right now? Are you feeling left out?
You're doing a very good job, so keep going.
Carmen, how exactly is the drug court laid out? Somebody gets in trouble for a drug violation. Walk through as simply as you can that process for that person.
Drug court is meant to supervise probably the most high-risk, high-needs offenders that our state would see. So it is really not meant, drug court is not meant for, you know, a college kid who happens to get caught with, you know, a small amount of some sort of drug. It's really meant for those people who are higher-risk offenders, probably have been to the penitentiary before, certainly have been on probation before, and have not been successful. It is an intensive supervision that lasts between 18 months and 2 years, where you have the drug court personnel essentially in a person's life. And so it's very intensive. It involves three drug tests, a minimum of three drug tests per week for the time that they are on supervision. Many more contacts than that. It's a team approach. A drug court is staffed by an entire team of professionals. The drug court judge is one. There is a prosecutor at the table. There is a defense attorney at the table. There is a treatment provider at the table, usually a mental health professional at the table, and law enforcement, both sheriff and police department are typically at the table. So it's a team approach where the team is involved in... and I left out the court service officer, of course. So there's probation who's also at the table. And so the court service officer essentially supervises that person and then presents the information to the team. Treatment is providing services to the offender, and they're at the table providing information. But the team takes that information and decides, you know, what are the best courses of action for the offender.
Does this take place in an actual, I guess when people think of drug court, you think of a courtroom. Is this taking place in a courtroom? Because as you speak about the, you know, half dozen or so people, you know, are there sub-meetings behind that where that group gets together just in a more of an office setting and discusses the people going through the program, you know, and then does it actually play out in a typical stereotypical court setting where judge is sitting up high, you've got two different tables with the...
Well, it's a little different than a typical courtroom setting. In a drug court setting, we have a staffing that lasts usually about an hour, at least in Cottington County, where we sit down and talk about our clients, our offenders, and we have that staffing where the information is provided to the team. After that, the drug court offenders come to court, and there's a formal court session that is presided over by the judge. The judge talks to each offender for a period of time, kind of finds out what's going on with them. The drug court judge and the drug court team have made in advance some decisions about whether there are sanctions that need to be imposed on the offender, whether there are incentives that need to be given to the offender, and there's a conversation between the judge and the offender about how their week is going, what's been going on, and that happens every week. The team members typically are there at that drug court session, but they're not. It's not as if there's a prosecutor at one table and there's a defense attorney at the other table. Instead, the entire team is observing the drug court session and takes part in the drug court session.
Okay. With that, I mean, afterwards, is there ever a time where that group gets together outside of the court session and just discusses amongst themselves the progress of an individual going through the program?
I would say there's a lot of communication during the week between the drug court team, but it's typically by email so that everybody who is on the team is aware of what's going on. But the staffing is where you all sit down in a room and you discuss what's been going on and discuss the progress and the struggles of each drug court participant.
You are listening to the Mike Moore Show here on Dakota Country 1210.
Okay.
We are discussing the Beadle County Drug Court with Circuit Judge Carmen Means. We thank you for your time. We will take a break, and we're back with more after this.